you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. So, Tamara's coming in today. I'm so excited.
When's the last time you saw her?
I think like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
At Javier's.
But you guys text.
Yeah, and we're in contact.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen her. But it's funny, like Entertainment Tonight is here and Tamara's coming in and whatever, and I know we're going to take pictures, but I was so because I haven't been working out, I'm not getting up as early and I'm sort of enjoying my rest and maybe taking a little something to help me sleep. And so it's not so easy for me to get out of bed. And I had to throw myself together and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be a little, because Coco's with me today.
Yeah.
Because we have a whole day planned in LA, which I'll tell you about. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do a whole big smoky eye and whatever. I'm just going to put a little eyeliner, throw on my lashes, a little gloss.
At least you threw on lashes.
Well, come on. Let's not get carried away. And then I walked in, I see Bryce Sanders. And I'm like, oh, crap. Forgot about all this.
I wore lashes for the baby shower, and they completely ripped my eyelashes out. I'm so sad. I'm like, this is exactly why I don't wear lashes. And I don't know why. I think I ruined my magnetic ones.
Uh-huh.
Remember, I was obsessed with those.
Yeah.
I have to go buy them again because those did not tear out my lashes. But it's so sad. Do you have zero lashes right now?
Very few.
Yeah.
I've been wearing, you know why? Because when you rip them off, you wax your eye.
I know. It's
awful.
You
can't rip them off. You have to
take
them
off. What are you doing for Europe?
Taking a ton of lashes with me.
You are.
Of course.
So even at the beach, by the pool?
Good question. It kind of depends on what beach. Like,
well, all in Saint-Tropez, you're going to have a lash on.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. I don't think there's going to be a lot of dunking the head under the water.
Do you take your lashes off every night?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, I sleep with mine on.
The glue?
Yes.
You do?
My baby shower ones lasted me a week, and they were like solid.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
So if I slept in mine, the little inside corners would lift up.
How do you don't you do you, are you a messy sleeper?
No. I'm actually a very neat sleeper. I don't really move.
And you couldn't just, like, they get torn, or you just have to, like, maybe glue
them? I must get a little, like, moisture or something.
Yeah.
But also, ever since I had an ulcer in my eye from my contact lens.
It freaks you out.
You know, I don't sleep in contact lenses. I like everything off my face, everything off my eyes.
The only thing is that in the shower, you have to, like, really watch so you don't get
Yeah, that's just too much work for me. If I take my eye makeup remover and I'm, like, soak a cotton pad, and I use those cotton pads from Shiseido, and they're a little expensive, but they are the softest, nicest cotton.
Yeah,
and so I use those because, you know, like regular cotton pads, they actually, like, cotton can weirdly be abrasive,
right?
Especially because sometimes they have a ridge around them, and the way they're sewn together or glued together,
right?
So anyway, so I take these Shiseido pads and I soak it. I like that eye makeup remover from Chanel, the duo phase that you shake. And so I soak the pad in it, and I'm super gentle, and I basically just wipe until they fall off.
So you're ruining the lash. You don't ever save a lash.
No, I can. You can save the lash that way. If you take the cotton pad and it's soaked, and you close your eyes and you go from a top to down motion.
Just with the glue is, so you're not really getting the lash.
No, you can do the whole lash, because what's nice is it cleans the mascara and the glue off the lash too. So it's all, if you're real gentle about it, it's almost like having a fresh lash.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't make your lash flat?
No.
Huh.
Not at all. And I take them off and I leave them on top of, like, I have a little box next to me. I leave them on top of the box.
So funny. Riley
put
gets
them on the next
grossed
day.
Out every time I take them off. He's like, that's disgusting. I'm like, well,
this is why
you're
going to
marry me.
Separate bathrooms.
Ugh, it's fine. He needs to just deal with it. This is me. Love me or leave me, honey.
I totally agree with that, but I still believe, as you know, that I think there needs to be some element of mystery.
Well, when you live in a two-bedroom apartment that's the size of, you know, a tissue box, it's really hard to go your separate ways. I mean, we have two bathrooms, which is good.
That's very good.
But like in a hotel room, We don't get two bathrooms. I go into the lobby.
You have to run, quote,
by the way,
errand.
It's actually perfect because it's cold in there and it smells pretty. Yeah, nice hotel bathrooms. That's the way to go.
Ew, it's so public and no one's cleaned it. You don't
what
have
do
any
mean?
Butts. I can't.
No.
It's too public for me.
Like a good Four Seasons. Oh, I could go all day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no,
it's like
no.
The door, like the full bathrooms. It's like your own private bathroom.
No.
There's no peeking holes.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, you just hang out there.
No, I couldn't do it. And what if someone, I guess if it's one of those bathrooms where it's a full door.
That's what I'm saying, the full door.
Oh,
so there's no peeking tongue. Yeah,
oh, there's no like under the stall.
No, the airports are the worst. That, I'd rather just
die.
Yeah, hold it until.
You know what's funny? When Terry and I met, the apartment I lived in, it was small. We were in it was in a one bedroom apartment,
mm-hmm.
but it weirdly had a half bath.
Okay.
So even though it was like this small little apartment, it had 1.5 baths.
Yeah.
So it was nice. So whenever he was over, like he could use the other bathroom.
That's
why I hated going to his place. And it was gross anyway.
I mean, I think when you're dating, you just, number two isn't even like an option.
Well, I never go anyway, so it's fine.
You're a lady.
I just completely clogged at all times. So funny. It's funny that Tamara's coming on the show because Tamara's like the anti-me. All she does is poop.
Right.
She's a pooper.
I mean, I just, like my sister, she will burp and fart in front of her husband.
Really?
Oh, I think it's the worst thing ever. I know. She's like, oops, sorry. It's like, oh my God. Like, that is crazy. She's like, honestly, when you give birth, it's like they see everything anyways. And I think she was
so
gassy after her C-section.
Yeah.
And so when she stood up, she literally had like a 3-minute fart. And it was like walking from the bed to the bathroom that her husband was like peeing himself, talking to his sister, and he couldn't stop laughing. Because she literally, and she started laughing too, because like it wasn't stopping. So she's like, honestly, I mean, at this point, what like.
Well, you know how like in childbirth, you
shit your pants.
No, I don't know from that. I had a C-section. No, you know in childbirth, they give you drugs and you forget everything bad?
Yeah.
Men, it's like the same way. Like, they'll forget.
I don't think some do.
No, I don't think it's imprinted forever. I think they end up forgetting and then they like to have sex with you again and it's all over.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know. Terry's a doctor, so it never bothered him.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, obviously, I would never do that.
I don't know. I just feel like there needs to be some mystery. And I feel like, you know, look, if something ekes out, slips out,
right,
sometimes
that's
it happens, something. Whatever. I mean, I don't think you should be like horrified by it.
But like intentional.
But just to sit there and like lift up your leg and, and let it go. Come on.
Like competitions. I can't.
No.
I'm good.
Although I could see Jenny McCarthy doing that.
I could see that too, actually.
But that's so her.
Oh, so you think that it's fine?
I don't know. I gotta think about
maybe because she's just
that.
So hot, it
you
doesn't matter.
What?
She could
just do it.
She could sit on the floor and be
you
like,
know what?
You're still so cute.
It's a good question. I need to ask her. Would you remind me to ask? I got to ask her. When we get off the air, I'm going to text her and find out what the heck is going
so
on there.
Funny.
I really need to know if she's like ripping it in front of Donnie.
I feel like she probably says she doesn't care.
She probably doesn't. And maybe that's good to not care. But I just personally feel, Tamara just walked in. All right, let's we'll finish this conversation later, or maybe we'll ask them.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, because Eddie's here too. You've probably heard of the American Heart Association. They're a relentless force dedicated to fighting heart disease and stroke with a mission to bring the world longer and healthier lives. But maybe you're wondering, why is the American Heart Association sponsoring our show? Well, they're sponsoring our show to keep your heart pumping while you listen to the suspense of this episode by standing up and walking. Think about this. 2.5 hours of walking every week for a year is like walking across the state of Wyoming. Wyoming, walking, and a healthier heart? Now that's a bargain. What's crazy is millennial women have deprioritized their health in favor for doing other things. And we get it. We all get busy. But now it's time to take charge of your life with new everyday health and exercise behaviors. So let's make some moves. If you're sitting down right now, stand up. And if you sit back down and stand up a few more times, well, you've just done some squats, which means you're on your path to being healthier. And if you did that multiple times a week, hit the 2.5 hours of walking a week goal, you'd be healthier. Check out some more facts on the American Heart Association's website by visiting heart.org and start making moves. There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. Podcasts about things like true crime with some hot, mysterious man who turned out not to be a doctor, who embezzled and lived a double life. You were supposed to hate him, but you kind of loved him, right? And I don't blame you for binge listening to juicy content that leaves your heart racing, but the American Heart Association wants podcasts to get your heart racing in a different way, like the kind of heart racing that's actually good for your heart by moving while you listen. So next time you listen to a podcast, especially Heather Dubrow's World or Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig, go for a run or even a walk. Do a lunge or two. Get your heart rate up for 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. It could literally change your life. Make moves at heart.org. All right, you guys, stay tuned. Tamara Judge and Eddie Judge coming up next.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary taste with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, everybody, you have to check out this amazing new true crime podcast. It's called 22 Hours, an American Nightmare. It's about a murder that took place in Washington, D.C. A family and their housekeeper were held hostage for 19 hours before being killed when the murderer set their mansion on fire. You will be shocked by what they went through during those 19 hours, and you won't believe how they found the guy. I won't ruin the ending, but all I will say is, pizza crust. I'm telling you, it is awesome. Keep an eye out for a special sneak peek extra episode this week here on the show. And if you can't wait, download 22 Hours an American Nightmare now on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
All right, please welcome Tamara Judge.
Yeah, hi.
And her sidekick.
Hi.
Hi, guy.
I miss you.
We miss you so much, Heather.
We have champagne because... We do.
Just because
we're going to celebrate our anniversaries, right?
Yes.
Is it your anniversary on Saturday?
Yes, it is. Is it Saturday or Friday? Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Yeah, you'd know. You're in the wedding.
You're
my one friend that always texts me on my anniversary.
That's because I was there and I love you.
I know.
And I remember. What year is it?
Six.
Shut up.
I know. 6 years.
It was 6 years ago?
6 years ago. We made that big commitment.
Yeah. Wow. That's like a lifetime in dog years.
Terry and I just had 20.
Oh, jeez.
20.
Your dog died.
Like, we're still talking. We're still having sex. It's all good.
What else could you ask for?
There's hope. There's hope.
Of course
there's everybody.
Hope. But what do you think the secret to your successful marriage is?
I think that he lets me be me, and I let him be him. And we have like our... We're together a lot, but we have our own time. Like, I know that look in his eyes when he's just like, just leave me alone right now. You know? And I know. Like, we need that separate time. We have a lot of together time, though. We're together a lot.
Yes, we are.
What do you think, Eddie?
I think it's respecting each other's boundaries and times and understanding each other and communication. Communication is key. There's nothing worse than assuming that you know what the other one is thinking. So it's important to sit down and talk to each other about what's really going on.
Yeah. And we don't hold grudges either.
No.
You let things go.
We do.
Easily.
Yeah.
Okay. I look like a terrible hostess, but I thought you weren't drinking at all. Do you want water or anything?
No,
you could. All right. This is for you. And she's pregnant.
Thank you. Yeah. That never stopped me.
There you go.
What?
Cheers. Love you. So virtual cheers.
Cheers.
Virtual cheers. Yay.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're doing an ad for VOOV. All right. There we go.
Some things never change.
Yeah. Well, you know. All right. So a million things to talk about. We're going to talk about CBD. We're going to talk about relationships. I want to hear how your health is going.
I
want to hear all about that, and if you're going to do the Watchmen, because I'm curious, because my uncle had it done, and of course we have to talk about Housewives.
Yeah,
but we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled that you guys are here. Wait, tell me. So are you going away for your anniversary? Is that the trip you're taking?
We are. Every year we go to Mexico. So this year we're going to Puerto Vallarta.
Where are you staying?
We're staying at. When's this airing?
I'll cut this part out. But where are you staying?
It's.
I've been there.
You have?
Yeah, because, you know, my mom has a house there.
Yeah, I know.
So, it's very nice.
Yeah, yeah. We took Sophia last year.
Yes.
Last year.
How are the kids?
Sophia's going to high school.
Is that crazy?
It is crazy. It's kind of crazy and sad, too. Like, you know, you have teenage kids. When the girls go from middle school to high, it's like a whole different world.
I love it. They're doing the twins just finished freshman year of high school. It's been amazing.
Oh, but you still have little ones.
Yeah. Oh, this is your baby.
My baby's going to high school. So
that's why you're spoiling her.
But then there's the other part of me that's like, yes, right. 4 more years. You're out of here. Get out.
She's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and Spencer he just finished his first year at college. He's going to be a transfer student, so he's 2 years at Saddleback and then going to UCI.
That's
so
great.
He wants to be a psychiatrist.
Wow.
So I wonder why.
You haven't done anything to that up.
No. Oh, I was being careful with my words. Mom, Dad, you me up. Yeah. That's Spencer. And Spencer is on the show this year, too, which is new.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't his favorite thing in the world to do because he's a little bit conservative.
Yeah.
But
plus, he has a stigma from not being on the show because of what happened.
Well, because his dad telling him it was horrible. Yeah.
Right.
All these years.
So he always had a negative connotation with the whole thing.
Yeah. But overall, completely. He's pretty shy. So he's on it a little bit, but not a lot.
He's coming out of a show.
Yeah, just enough to embarrass me. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
So is Sophia bummed that she doesn't get to be on the show?
Totally. 100%.
Like, she'd bust out her microphone. And
oh,
be,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. We had a conversation yesterday, and she's like, well, maybe next year, because Simon and I are getting along right now, which
is good.
So I'm like, well, you know, maybe we can sit down and have a conversation with him. And she's like, that would be so good if he would just say yes. And I feel like maybe he might. I don't know. Yeah, probably not.
No, never happened. I went to the Mercedes dealership.
Oh,
the other day.
Did he help you?
No, but I've never met him, and I kind of don't even really know what he looks like. I mean, I guess I do. Like, if I saw a picture, but I don't know him. So when I walked in, I was scared. Like, I thought,
oh, how funny!
Like, he was going to come up to me and say, like, can I help you? Then I would be like, what do I do?
Well, Kelly just bought a car from him.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That would. I mean,
she loves me.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well,
she loves me. All right. So let's talk about, we're going to get into all housewives and all that stuff. But I want to talk about Vena Wellness because we talk about CBD a lot on the show. We talk about THC. We talk about everything. I'm obsessed with the whole thing. And I love CBD. And I think it's so cool that this is the path you guys have taken because it makes complete sense. But why did you decide to get into CBD?
It was a long time coming. We actually started investigating marijuana, like getting into the marijuana business.
Yeah, you know who told me that? Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ran into him somewhere and he's like, well, your friend Tamara is getting into marijuana.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah. We re-looked into it, like, I want to say almost like 3 years ago because we had a friend that was getting into it. And then the more we looked into it, the more we're like, yeah, we really don't want the DEA coming to our house and seizing our property. And until the laws change, you know, so we kind of put it on the back burner. And then about 2 years ago, we started resurfacing, looking at it again, and then taking it and, you know, reading up on it. And then Bronx got cancer.
Right.
And then everybody was like, give him CBD. And we started giving him CBD. He's fine now. And then Eddie got sick with his heart condition. And so there's a lot of, you know, a lot of reasons why we got into it.
Right. I've always been anti-pharmaceutical for obvious reasons. And I found myself in a real peculiar situation where I had to take them.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, to make me feel better and to help me with my rhythm, with my heart rhythm.
With your AFib.
With my AFib. Yeah. So it was important to us to find a solution that was naturopath, that was not synthetic, that, you know, I could use since I have to take an anti-rhythm drug and a blood thinner to help me through this AFib chapter in my life. So when we discovered the benefits of CBD, it just opened up a whole wide range of possibilities, not just in the alleviation of this medical issue I was having or experiencing, or the potential alleviation of this experience, but just in general. Like, it helps with so many different aspects of life. And it just made sense for us to choose CBD as a product that we can bring to market and help everybody benefit from it, you know.
Yeah, we always knew that just being in the fitness industry that our next brand, so to speak, was going to be like protein powders and
right.
supplements and things like that. And hemp in general is just amazing.
Yeah.
So we're looking into expanding not just with CBD, but all things hemp.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. So when did you launch?
January 16th.
Yeah. I saw a picture because we used the same gal that does the backdrops and stuff for something.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so I saw pictures. It looks so great.
Yeah, we have our launch party, which was...
on the show, I'm assuming.
Yep. Yeah. It's going to... Hopefully, you never know what's going to air, but I'm sure it'll air. But
we filmed
Did
it.
You punch someone in the middle? You know you have to hit someone in the middle for it to show.
Well... Let's just say it's going to show. I didn't have to hit anybody.
Oh, good girl. Good girl.
Yeah, the odds are.
Okay, so you launched in January.
Yeah.
And why, I love the colors. I love the branding. Why? I think I know why, but why Vina?
Well, you're a doctor's wife.
That's why I know. So, but tell the folks at home who are not doctor's wives.
You can tell.
It's very personal. In the midst of researching and learning as much as we can about CBD, I was going through this AFib issue, and I had to learn as much as I can about my heart. You know, what can I do to alleviate this, to make this better, you know, not just let doctors control my destiny or my life from here on forth. So Vina was just a natural word that just was in our household, you know, about the heart this, about the heart that.
People don't know what Vina Cava is.
Oh, so Vina Cava, well, it's derived from the word Vina Cava. Vina Cava is the two largest arteries or
veins
in the blood, in the heart that drive blood to the heart. So did I say that right?
Kind of.
Yeah. Basically,
it's the two veins that drive the blood to your heart.
It's the two most important veins, the biggest veins that drive blood to the heart. And
it just kind of made sense.
It just made sense that we have this business, have this product be so close to our lives and so close to our experience that we just made it Vina. You know, not the word Vina Cava. That sounds cool too, but
yeah, but less medical. It's just cool. I love it because it's like it's mm-hmm. obviously a hint towards how you guys got into this because of your heart issues. But I like that it's Vina Wellness because you can go so many places with that.
Yeah.
And that being said, we're not saying like, oh, take Vina and you won't have any heart issues. It's just we named it Vina because that was close to us and what was going on in our life. And Eddie's heart issues have been going on 2 years now, and we just got a phone call from his doctor yesterday and his update. So we'll talk about that.
Okay, we'll get to that after this because I need to hear about that. I want to tell you what happened with my uncle. So you launched three products. Will you tell me what they are, each of them?
Yeah, we have the tincture, and we have 3 different milligrams in that. We have a cooling cream, and we have 2 different milligrams. And then we have the capsules with 2 different milligrams, and you can talk about them if you want.
Yeah, the tinctures, they come in 3 different sizes. Every single bottle is the same amount of servings. There's 30 servings per bottle. We offer 500 milligrams, which is the total amount of CBD per bottle. We offer 1,000 milligrams total CBD in that bottle, and then the highest dose is 3,000 milligrams.
So which is high.
It's high, but how do you know what to pick? Because one of the things I think is cool about CBD is that you can't overdose on CBD.
Nobody has ever overdosed on CBD. So we always say start off low.
Yeah, start low.
I would say that our most popular is the 1,000 milligram tinctures. And the good thing about the tinctures is you can adjust your dose.
Right.
So what's that?
A lot easier.
Yeah.
Than
so if you're taking 500 milligrams and you don't feel like you're getting what you need out of it, then you can add another drop.
Right.
It's just that easy. So start off slow and find what works for you because everybody metabolizes CBD differently. So somebody might feel amazing effects with 500 milligrams once a day, or another person won't.
Be clear about that because the 500 milligram bottle, each full tincture is only 16 milligrams.
16 milligrams.
We designed it that way so that people can ease into it and add as needed.
Can I ask you a question? I don't know if you know the answers because this was news to me. Terry told me recently because we were talking about THC. Mm-hmm. Well, just so – and I know everyone knows this out there because we talk about this all the time. But obviously in marijuana, there's THC, which has psychoactive properties, and CBD, which does not. Dogs, kids, everyone can use CBD. But what we were talking about THC the other day, and he told me because I can't do edibles at all when it comes to THC.
With THC, okay.
I can like have a little vape situation.
I can.
Oh, wait, let me get my bag.
I might be able to help you with that.
I can vape it, but I can't eat it. And he told me that the body metabolizes it. It goes
different.
It goes to a different space in the brain.
Yep.
So I guess my question is, when it comes to CBD, do you know, like if you have a tincture versus like this capsule, do they work differently? Because maybe one works better for another. Does it metabolize differently?
Well, the biggest difference
absorption.
Between they're both the same product.
Okay.
The bottles are just pre-measured, if you will. We have 25 milligrams per pill or 50 milligrams per pill. The tinctures, you can adjust up or down as needed.
And they probably absorb quicker.
And they absorb
do.
Quicker because you put it under the tongue. And I typically hold it for 90 seconds. I've learned that if I hold it a little bit longer, it tastes like buttered popcorn.
That's what they tell women. Hold it a little longer.
Hold it a little longer.
Buttered popcorn.
Has it worked for you,
babe? Sure. Not so much.
What's it taste like then?
Yeah, that's not
good. You have to make gummies.
Pretzels.
Okay?
Well, we are. We're in the process.
You need to make gummies. I'll tell you why. It's like my excuse to eat candy.
I know.
It's my CBD.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm doing gummy vitamins right now because, like you said, it tastes like candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
So I'm like, oh, I'll take these.
If anything comes in gummy, I'll take it.
Yeah. We're taking it.
Aspirin, gummies, anything.
We're taking it a little bit step further than just gummies. We're using pectin, not gelatin, because I just discovered
there's bone. You know what? That's so. Yeah, because there's bones and gelatin. So out of my four kids, Coco is a pescatarian.
Oh, good for her.
Except she likes a little bacon now and again.
don't tell anyone.
Fish bacon.
Fish bacon. And Max is a total vegetarian. And Nikki eats anything and Kat's just picky. Yeah. But Coco recently said to me, she's like, do you know what's in the gummies? And I'm like...
Yeah. You know Eddie is a huge gummy bear.
I know.
I mean, even at our wedding, we had gummy bears. So now he has sworn off all gummy bears.
It's been the hardest thing I've ever done.
I have good news. There's no bones in Twizzlers.
Oh, there isn't?
No, cheers.
It's
that. Not made you
gummy.
Happy.
Yeah, because that was our, like, when we traveled.
Yeah.
We go on housewife trips, we would eat the Twizzlers.
What about hot tamales? That's her other thing.
I like hot tamales.
Too. Hot tamales are good.
Yeah, they're very good.
Have you ever had a Red Hot? Remember the Red Hot?
Yes.
I had one recently. They're hot.
Yep.
They're really good, though, except you crack your teeth, which is not a good thing.
I don't know in the hot tamales if they have the gelatin, like the bone stuff.
I don't know.
In it.
I don't know. You got to read
it.
I don't want to know. Sometimes we don't want to know.
Sometimes you don't need to know.
So benefits of CBD. I mean, I know, I think a lot of us think of it as healing, but I think it's more than that. So when we're taking the CBD, what are we expecting to feel?
Well, the interesting part about how CBD works is that it's not for one particular need, if you will. You know, the most common ailments, if you will, are anxiety, inflammation, pain.
Sleep.
Sleep. How I describe CBD to all my friends and customers and clients is that when you take CBD, it helps your body get to homeostasis. When you're in homeostasis, that's where the body optimally repairs itself. So if you have a headache, it will help you with your headache. If you have anxiety, it will help you with your anxiety. If you have pain, it will help you with your pain. If you have some sort of other medical issue, and I'm not trying to say that, you know, CBD is strictly for medical purposes, but the body's smart enough to know how to use CBD naturally in your body for where it needs to be.
That's so cool. I mean, you get it. Because like when you take an Advil, it doesn't know where, you know, you don't tell it that your pain is in your ankle or your wrist. It like knows, it finds the pain.
Yeah. Right.
So CBD, same thing. I love that homeostasis. So it basically brings you back to your baseline.
Yeah. And I mean, everybody, like you want your hormones balanced. When everything's balanced, everything works well.
Yeah.
And that's basically what it does. So
do you talk about this? Did you go through menopause?
Well, you know what? I never had
times?
Any symptoms.
Oh, you had ablation.
I had ablation done. So
would you say yes?
How many times?
Yeah, I'm going through it now, asshole.
Give me the goddamn CBD.
Because I had the ablation, I didn't have a period after like 45.
Right.
Every once in a while, I'll get hot at night. I don't know if that's a hot flash.
Yeah.
But I'm not like one, like I want to stand in the freezer or something like that.
Right. But hormonally, like, do you feel normal or has CBD helped you with that?
Yeah, I used to take hormones.
Right. I remember.
I
do you remember
hormones.
I tried and I couldn't take them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just because,
I'm just a
like,
lunatic now.
You know, you go and you have your blood test done and you're like, yeah, you're low on testosterone.
Dr. Lee.
Dr. Lee, which we love Dr. Lee. And then I started taking CBD and I feel like it really kind of has balanced everything out. So
that's so good.
I know.
Yeah.
What do you think the biggest misconceptions are about CBD?
That it gets you high.
Yeah.
That it has marijuana.
Here's the biggest misconception that I learned in the beginning, that it's a be-all, end-all solution for everything. And that's a big, huge misconception. You have to realize that if you are living a bad lifestyle, highly stressed environment, eating like crap, and not really taking care of your body, there's nothing out
nothing
there.
Nothing you can do. No, bill,
that's
no pill
help
you can
you.
Take.
There's no pill that you can take. Just like
there's
the
no
exercise.
Magic elixir
there's no magic
for that.
Right. No.
There's no exercise pill either. Sorry.
I know. Yeah. I hear a lot of... Why were you looking at me like that?
I didn't say... I was just...
It's your anniversary. Be nice.
Be nice to me. Now you made me lose my train of thought. Oh, so another thing we always hear is like, oh, if it doesn't have THC in it, it's not going to work. And the truth is that there's more CBD in industrial hemp than there is in a marijuana plant.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, if you plant a marijuana plant next to a hemp plant, the hemp plant will take it on and...
It reduces
the amount of THC that's in it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And if you get
it leaches it out.
And if you take your edibles and you get too high, you can take CBD and it will balance it out.
That I knew. I heard that recently. Yeah. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if you like eat an edible, because
don't do one now.
Right. No, not right now. But I think one of the biggest problems with edibles is that, and I think that they fixed this. I don't know because I don't eat them. But when they bake stuff or make stuff, sometimes... Even if you break it into squares, like if it's a chocolate bar, all of the THC could be like on one side of the
right.
bar.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And then you eat that one piece, which is like eating the whole bar, basically, which is crazy. So I don't know how they're working on fixing that kind of thing. But I did hear that if you get too high, that CBD
will bring you
brings
down.
You back down.
Yeah. Good
That's
to know.
True.
And it's important to note that there's nothing wrong with THC. THC, you know, there is some.
Oh, we like THC.
Yeah, they're. I mean, for not just to feel good and get that psychedelic effect, but for people who maybe are really high strung and have that high stress environment. I have a friend who takes just a little bit of THC, like 0.01%. And the rest of it is CBD, and he feels just calm when he gets home because the CBD alone.
But not everybody can do that because a lot of people have jobs that they will be drug tested.
And then there's still that stigma that I don't want anything to do with THC.
And it's not legal in every state. That's the other thing. So, in California, you could do that. And there's some very good products out there. When you go to dispensaries and whatnot, you can find a product that's very, very low THC and very high CBD. Yeah. That's not, you can drive and you can function. You're not like all stoned or whatever.
Right.
But in general terms, most people, there is a stigma. It's not legal everywhere. And that's why CBD is such a great alternative. So do you give it to the kids?
I do. Sophia is taking it and has been taking it for about 2 months now.
Okay.
For two reasons. One, she has anxiety. And
join the club.
Yep. And two, for acne.
Wait, shut up.
Yep.
And you've seen topically?
Nope. She takes drops. She takes drops underneath her tongue. She's on 1,000 milligrams, and she takes one a day. Hmm. And
I'm
going
to give that
anxiety.
To the... Yeah.
Yeah. And then with her skin as well.
Really? Mm-hmm. I love that.
Because it's anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nikki got really bad acne.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking about putting him on Accutane for a little while, like low-dose Accutane, which I was fine with, but... someone told me randomly that it can close your growth plates, and he's like growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he doesn't have.
I don't know about that, but.
Yeah,
that's
but
not
isn't
good.
That crazy? So I'm glad I heard about that. I'm like, no. But you know what we've been doing for him? But now I'm going to give him this. But we've been giving him microneedling with the PRP, the vampire facials.
Okay.
Oh my. Have you seen his skin?
Yeah. So.
It's completely changed his skin.
Wow. And you do that? At the office?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He does it at Terry's office. But he does it like, I don't know, every 6 weeks. He's had like three or four of them. I don't do this.
Huh.
Have you ever had microneedling?
I don't think so. I had something done, but I didn't have all that blood all over my face.
No, they take like a needle, needle, and put. Then they take out your blood and they spin it.
No. I've never had that.
No, me neither. No. But my 15-year-old son is getting very fancy treatments.
Whatever
All right, so Sophia's taking it, and then you're giving it to Bronx still.
And we are. Yeah.
We just
and
he's put good? A drop. We don't have a dog line yet, but, however, the 500-milligram tinctures are dog-friendly. It's just not flavored. The ones for dogs are flavored with, you know, pork chops.
I would like that.
Yeah.
Why don't we get the pork chop? I want the pork chop going.
Yeah, I know, right? And the thing is for us, like, we don't want any additives or anything in our CBD. There's a lot of companies out there that are putting flavoring and this and that. And we are just, we're two ingredients.
Pure as possible.
I love that.
So there's a lot of people that are doing like water soluble, but then they have to put so many things into it to make it
water soluble.
Or take, you know, process it so much to make it like that. It's just keep it simple.
And I think it's so important to know who you're buying from. And you guys have such a great brand.
Yes.
And you do need to know, because there were studies done that they were going to dispensaries and testing products, and there was no CBD in the products.
Well, there and that. I mean,
that was important to us, super important to us. We met with a lot of farmers and a lot of growers, and it was important to us that they did everything by the book.
And
their regulations, they complied with all the regulations in their state. That's why we went to Kentucky, because they
not to mention we have a huge target on our head too. You know,
well, but that's the whole thing,
and so that's why we had to make sure we did it right.
That's why I think it's so important that everyone knows that you guys are safe to buy with, because not only is this, you know, your health and wellness lane, but you do have a target on your head.
Because I have a huge target.
When you're on reality television or you're a public figure, you're being investigated. I mean, I remember when we first joined the show and everyone's like, you're gonna get audited and you're gonna this.
Everyone's
looking at
Everybody's looking. So everybody wants a piece of you.
Yeah, but that's why I know, like, I feel very safe taking Vena Wellness, because I know that you want no issues. You know it's going to be, you're guaranteeing it, you're testing
it. Yeah, we follow the guidelines, and then, of course, our farm does as well. So we our farm is in Kentucky.
We have strict guidelines. And
are we getting a house in Kentucky?
But we also have labs that help us, you know, prove that our batches are...
We're third-party tested as well.
Third-party tested and make
it's
sure
awesome.
That if you need labs, just ask for them. They are on our website. Every single product gets tested.
Yeah. Oh, so the cooling cream, I want to talk about that a little bit because...
Oh, yeah, tell me about that, because that good for... Do you know I had an epidural?
Another one?
I had one on Monday. I have to tell you because
your
I started.
Sciatica.
Yeah. Well, I've been ignoring that, but
it doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away. But I was ignoring it, and then I started taking ballet. It's a long story, but let's just say ballet and I should not be together. And then I hurt the other side of my back, and then I had an epidural. But talk to me about CBD cream for pain and sciatica and all that. The topical.
Well, you'll love that especially for sciatica. But another thing I wanted to talk about is. For, you know, us girls wearing high heels all the time.
Oh, put it on your feet?
Oh, yes.
Shut up.
Oh, yes.
That's you rub genius.
It, yes.
Rub it's it. A bunion helper?
Yes. When you wear your high heels and at the end of the day or even during the middle of it, you just rub it on your feet and put your heels back on and you're good to go.
Seriously.
I have a lot of runners,
too. I can use it, too, even though I'm pregnant.
You'd have to check with your doctor.
By the way, they're always going to say check with your doctor, but it's probably fine.
Oh, I'm going to rub that all over my feet.
Natalie's going to have it from her head to her toes.
Even like sunburn. If you have like any kind of skin condition, because there's anti-inflammatories, so it will help with that.
That's awesome.
So it's
I have clients that are runners, and they have that sore feet, and then they put it on their feet before they start running. They even put it on their knees and their hips and lower back before they start running so that they don't feel those joint pains or those moments where
just don't put it on your penis because it's tingly.
Or maybe want to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I think it might burn. We can try that on our anniversary.
Why is your penis burning? Your penis should not be burning.
Does it taste like buttered popcorn?
I would know.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! It's so funny. So where does the company go from here? Obviously, by the way, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hugely successful. Wasn't invited to the launch party, by the way.
I was going to invite you, but I didn't
kidding.
Think you would go because it was filmed.
I wouldn't go, but I was so happy for you, and I texted you, and I was thrilled for you guys.
I didn't think you'd be around Kelly.
Yeah, no, because she was stalking me outside Orange Theory, but that's another conversation.
Especially if you're not getting paid to be around.
Yeah, sorry. There ain't enough money in the world, dear. So where do we go?
Well, we really, when we started Vino Wellness, we really thought that we could manage it online and we would be good because we have Cut Fitness and we swore never to open another brick and mortar business ever again in our life. Right.
But cut to.
Yeah. So now we had to open up an office.
Yeah.
So and we are fastly growing out of it. I mean, It's just crazy.
We have two customer service reps. We have a general manager ready to help me manage the office. We're hiring a salesperson already to help us with a lot of
wholesale
accounts.
It's just growing really fast.
That's so good.
Really, really fast.
It's going to be no time at all before we I'd like to combine both companies and under the same roof.
Yeah.
So.
I just got contacted by a political consultant about going to Washington to help change the laws about cannabis. So that might be my next step.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say next season.
No.
That too.
No, I don't live my life on seasons. I always say this is my last year. Yeah.
Is it your last year?
I never say never.
You know, like most parents, I'm always trying to make sure my kids get enough vegetables in their diet because, you know, they're all so crazy. Like this one likes this, but won't eat that. That one likes that. Wait till you see, especially when you have a baby and you start feeding them real food.
They start spitting up the peas and the,
that's why it's a struggle because, and there's all theories like starting with the sweet ones.
They'll
forget that. They like what they like and that's it. And sometimes it's a struggle, and you got to be a little sneaky.
How do you do that?
Well, you got to sneak them in without them knowing and have the kids think they're eating something delicious and a treat, but it's actually really good for them. That is the way to do it. That's why I love Dole fruit and veggie blends. Because what they do is they pair vegetables with tasty fruits, and that way my kids get a delicious smoothie they enjoy, and I get to have peace of mind knowing that they're getting all the essential nutrients and the veggies and the everything. And I'll tell you what else is so great about it. When you want to make your kid a smoothie, or myself, or if I want to make you a smoothie, you're over at my house, I have to buy the vegetables, buy the fruit, wash it all, cut all of it, and then blend it, and then you have to use it right away, and it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a lot
and I'm
of time.
Always so bad at like figuring out what the how many vegetables per how many fruits just to make it taste good. That way you're not getting too much this or too much that.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so then you overcompensate. It's kind of like the milk in the cereal bowl.
Exactly.
Like you pour the cereal, then the milk. There's too much milk, so you have cereal. There's too much cereal. It's the same
thing.
You're
eating the whole box by the end of the – yeah.
Exactly. You add a little more veggies, then you need a little more fruit, and now you've got like enough smoothies for 100 days.
Yes.
Here's the other problem. Because, you know, I can't buy 100 kinds of fruits. It was the same smoothie.
Oh, gosh.
And they would
like, Mom.
Get so bored that they wouldn't want to drink them anymore.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I love Dole fruit and veggie blends, because you're not locked into just one flavor. They have so many different ones to choose from. So you can buy a little of this, buy a little of that. They're good in the freezer. You're not going to get that freezer burn, and they're fresh.
Oh, so yummy.
It's so, so good. And Dole fruit and veggie blends are just, they're born to be blended. Each piece is individually frozen to lock in all the nutrients and the flavor. And since they're frozen, you don't have to add ice.
Oh, that's genius.
Isn't that so good? So all you have to do is take a cup of Dole fruit and veggie blends, blend them. You can blend them with almond milk, coconut milk. I mean, honestly, anything you want. And then you just hit blend and you're done. They've got flavors like berries and kale and fruits and greens, and it's all just, it blends perfectly. So there's no like weird green floating bits. Because you know with kids.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not just how it tastes.
It's how it looks.
It's how it looks. Because if it doesn't look good, they won't even try it. And when I give them a Dole fruit and veggie blend smoothie, they're so happy.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, it used to be such a struggle with them trying to find the right thing. Besides, everyone's late in the morning, you know, trying to feed them in a healthy breakfast out the door. I can't always see what they're eating during the day.
Right.
So they're at school. They have access to the cafeteria now, especially in high school. They're with their friends after school. So I can't control every single thing that goes in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But what I know I can do is give them a really healthy, fresh start first thing in the day. And sometimes they'll drink them in the afternoon just for like a little snack or a sweet treat.
That's so great.
But I know that in the morning that I'm sending my kids off with fruit and they're getting vegetables and rich nutrients and they're starting their day off right, which I absolutely love. I love Dole fruit and veggie blends. Any parent out there, for your kids or for yourself, it's the most amazing product. Dole fruit and veggie blends. Find them in your frozen aisle. How is your AFib? Where are you now?
Oh, boy.
Well, we just got the second TEE, which is a scope on my heart to see how my appendage is working. My last ablation, they went around the appendage a lot. And the risk is that it'll shut out all the good signals that go to the appendage. So the doctor put me just on blood thinners for 6 months to make sure that I'm okay. And then we did the first scope. It wasn't what we wanted to hear, but I was able to reduce my blood thinners to half the dose. This last scope that we did, nothing changed, but my doctor's still real conservative and wants to keep me on the blood thinners for at least another 6 to 8 months until the new device, the new Watchman, comes out.
Yeah. So, AFib, can you just explain briefly like what AFib is so people understand atrial fibrillation?
Atrial fibrillation it comes in different forms, but ultimately what happens is your heart pumps out half its efficiency because it's offbeat, off sinus, off rhythm, if you will, and sometimes just flutters crazy out of control, doesn't know what to do, and that's what causes the big issues, the strokes.
Right.
And which raises his heart rate up to like 200 beats a minute when he's doing
very
nothing.
High. And of course, the concern is throwing clots, and that's why you're on blood thinners.
And that's why I'm on blood thinners. Yeah. And again, I don't like taking stuff, and you know, I did everything I could to find out if I can get off these blood thinners, but it was safer that I stay on them.
So we had seen the Watchman through you guys. And so we looked into it, and my uncle has the same thing and has for many years. This is like not a great story, but it's not a terrible story.
Yeah.
But he ended up having the Watchman procedure. But the problem with my uncle is that because the Watchman, basically what they do is they stick a plug in the hole.
It's like
in the
a tampon.
Heart. It's like a tampon.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, most people don't know what the appendage is. So appendage is a little small pear-shaped area of your heart that basically in utero, that's how your heart develops. So it's really useless.
Right. But there's a hole there.
Yeah.
And if you are in AFib,
you
can get clots that can come out.
Yeah.
And so what they want to do is stick a plug in there.
Yes.
And so they went in and his hole was too big and they didn't have a plug big enough. So they tried one they had and it slipped, and thank goodness they caught it and he's okay. But he's still on blood thinners at this point. And he's older, so they're deciding, because the new larger one that would fit him is coming out.
Yeah.
You need a larger one?
I don't know that I need a larger one, but it's a newer technology.
Yeah, but I think, and Terry would tell you if he was sitting here, I think the procedure is great.
Yeah.
And I think in a young, healthy guy like you, you do
but
really well.
Oddly enough, we're going to have to fight the insurance company to get it.
Well, don't say that yet.
Our doctor's already warned us.
Yeah, that we might need to. The bottom line is that
he had that too. The doctor went to bat for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's important for me to have it because for my lifestyle, you know, I'm always running, I'm always doing something actively. And if I am to fall or hurt myself, I could have, you know, collateral damage because of the blood thinners. So it just makes sense. Ultimately, though, as a young person, you know, it's very rare to have. Actually, it's more rare, if you will, to have AFib at my age.
Is it genetic?
The doctor said it's genetic, but because of my lifestyle, because of, you know, always going, always in a stressful situation, adrenaline junkie, whatever it takes to get the
riding his bike 100 miles.
Because Terry talks about that with Pete, too, our friend Pete.
Yeah.
You know, does he feel like you've overworked your heart?
That's the only conclusion I can come up with at this point.
Yes.
Too much exercise.
You know, the heart is a muscle,
and when you
just like any other muscle.
So much blood through your heart. I actually reached out to Dr. Oz when this happened, and he kind of dumbed it down for me and basically said, when you have somebody that's a high-endurance athlete, like that, they're pumping so much heart through their blood that it
much
ultimately
blood
so much
heart.
Blood through their heart that ultimately does damage.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is working out.
It's
kidding. No.
Shut the gym down.
Let's
eat donuts. Shut the gym down. Get donuts. CBD donuts. Yeah.
But, you know, it's hard to say because I still want to find out what caused it. And just like smokers, some smokers can smoke all their life and never get cancer. And some smokers.
Well, I think genetics plays a huge part.
Genetics do.
Truly. But, you know, you always hear about these people that are like marathon runners and something, something. And then one day they just die. They just die. And you're like, why? And it's the overuse of the heart. So let me ask you this. So you're so on top of it and you're very healthy, obviously. So once this comes under control, are we a-rooing it for the rest of our lives or are we taking it down a notch?
Yeah. Could you please answer that question for Heather?
I don't know yet.
Is Spartan going to – what's more important?
Well, you know, I'm doing Spartan because it really helps me stay strong and gives me the confidence. That's the only reason I train people to do Spartan is so that
– I think it's great.
They can find their true self and their confidence, really. It's not about getting muddy. It's not about, you know, anything else. But there's a psychological effect behind approaching and attacking obstacles on a day-to-day basis. For me, I had the mentality when I first discovered Spartan that it's the way to fulfill my competitiveness, my physical competitiveness. I, you know, as a young athlete, that went away as soon as we graduated college. And then life happens and things happen, and there's really no outlet for that. I used to cycle, and that used to race. And, of course, I had a couple of accidents that just made me realize, you know, it's not something
maybe
I
call
would,
that.
Yeah, we'll call that. And then
but I love the Spartan thing. I mean, I think it's cool, and I love when people have goals like that. Like, you know, I want to do this and check the box and feel
so
like strong.
So should we sign you up?
No. I can't
we
even.
We did a mud race
I can't
together.
Even do ballet,
and you
apparently.
Broke out. Remember you did mud race and you broke out in a rash.
Yes, of course, because I'm very sensitive. Except I can have CBD.
Yes.
And yours is very pure, so it's all good.
You're going to rub it on your body.
That's right. I'm going to rub it everywhere. But maybe, like, you can't do it every...
Well, no. The new mentality is for me is that high intensity, go all out, balls to the wall, you know, get it done in a shorter amount of time is not really...
It won't work for you.
Good for longevity.
Right.
You know, for me, it's always been training clients, cleaning, and training myself for longevity. Sustainability, sustainable fitness, if you will. You want to do something that you can do for the rest of your life that you don't have to kill yourself every day to do. At this point, I've changed my philosophy. So I do enhance that or tell everybody that it's not all about pushing yourself 30 minutes as hard as you can and then walking out.
By the way, I've been telling him that for years.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's hard to tell because some people can do that every day all their life and never have AFib.
That's a gamble, though, I think.
How old was your uncle when he got diagnosed?
Oh, he's had it for years and years.
His would come and go.
He's been living in AFib for like 40 years.
Yeah.
With Eddie's was... it was persistent AFib. So he would be doing nothing and his heart rate would be
and it
like,
makes you feel terrible.
It was, and he downplays it, but there was a lot that, I mean, he's gone through 3 ablations, multiple cardioversions where they shock the heart, try to get it back into rhythm, 3 scopes, and ultimately Dr. Natale, who's an amazing doctor out of Texas, he wants to go back in and ablate his appendage.
Just a little bit. Just a touch
little up. Bit. And do the Watchman at the same time. When we went into this, Dr. Natale said, listen, I don't really want to go into your appendage. That's not an area that we normally go into because once we go into that area, it can cause other problems.
Right.
And after the first time he went in, I was in the waiting room. And I'm like in the waiting room, by the way, with like 90-year-olds. And I'm, you know, sitting there in the doctor and I'm waiting and 4-5 hours go by and doctor's coming in. People are leaving the waiting room and he comes into me and he looks at me and he just shook his head. He's like, I've never seen anything like this on a guy his age. And he said to me, he's like, does he do drugs? And I'm like, no, he's anti everything. And he said, it must be genetics. I don't know. I don't know if this is going to work. He said, we might need to go in again and go into his appendage. And that's an area we don't like to go into, only when we have to. And they went into that area, and it worked.
The third time. The second ablation, that's what she's talking about, where we went in, we did this whole surgery or procedure. And I walked out of there, and I think in sinus for about an hour, and then went back into AFib for another 3 months because you have to do
so heartbreaking.
You have to let the heart recover for 3 months.
Yeah.
So I couldn't go back immediately to go fix it and do another ablation. So I had to live with it for another 3 months. And it was like for the last week of the third month. And I'm like, Doc, I need to get this done. And we flew out to his home office in Austin.
Yep.
And he did it there. And that's when it worked. That's when I woke up. Full sinus, no more drugs except for the
blood thinners. That's so
and
good, Eddie.
I felt like I could start running a marathon. I felt that good. So I knew that that was it. But I still had in the back of my head, like, what if it comes back?
Yeah. You
know? And I still have a little residual of that in my head now.
Yeah. Well, even though he's out of AFib, his heartbeat's not like our heartbeat.
Right.
His heartbeat's really irregular.
Yeah.
And like,
I still get
most
PVCs.
People have like sex toys in their side drawer. He has stethoscopes. Yes.
I have one.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, it's not.
Is it next to the sex toy?
She is my sex toy.
Yeah. So he's like listening to, like last night, listening to his heart. I can't even listen. I can't even put my head on his chest because it freaks me out because his heart beats crazy.
Yeah. How does this all affect
crazy.
You?
Crazy. It's, you know what? Going through it when he wasn't fixed, I was just going through the motions, trying to be like the strong one. And then afterwards, I'm like, holy shit. Like I had like postpartum, like whatever it's called, post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, you know, let's get, are you going to die? Let's get our life insurance and our estate planning.
Order.
And we got everything in order.
That's
because
very
we were
smart, though.
Very afraid because it's like one of those things like you don't really want to think about because, oh, God, are you going to jinx yourself? And, you know, we got everything in order. And now to this day, like I don't want to hear your heart because then it just freaks me out.
Yeah.
You know, so now he feels better, but he's not quite there yet.
But you know what? When you're prepared like that, you don't need it.
Yeah.
You know what? That's usually how I feel about those things.
Yeah. We hope so.
So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling, you know, just last Sunday I went for my first 60-mile bike ride and I felt amazing.
So I'm assuming sex isn't a problem.
Sex is not a problem,
no.
But it was for a while last year. I mean, my libido was down. My energy was down.
It's hard when you're on those kind
down.
Of meds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was hard on me. No pun intended, but.
But
no, no buttered popcorn.
No buttered popcorn.
Do not go anywhere. There's going to be more. Okay, we'll go somewhere because you're not going to actually get to hear it till next week. But stay tuned for next week. More with Tamara Judge and Eddie Judge. We are talking all things Real Housewives of Orange County. Am I coming back ever?
The champagne hit too, so
yes.
It gets good.
Oh yeah, stay tuned. Can't wait. This is going to be so, so fun. You guys are going to love it. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Tuesday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little dog on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews? Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.